Ping.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents
Jim Henson Looks for Love.
So, are you married or do you have a girlfriend or boyfriend?
Yes, I have. I'm not married, but I have a girlfriend.
Oh. Is she pretty?
I think she will, but it's not in the time.
Yeah, she's not pretty right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so sometimes they blossom, sometimes they don't, and then you kick them to the curb. Do you listen to Usher?
Sorry, can I tap with you?
Have you ever had a three-way?
Huh?
Have you ever been with two people at once?
Oh, no. I'm a little bit traditional, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have the two girls with me, you know, or two men with the girl. One girl is my
favorite. Let me ask you about a Cleveland steamer.
Hey, Breaks, it's Friday, November 18th, 2016. Coming up on the program today, audio of annoying shitbag protesters. Plus, David Supernigger is breaking his mother's heart. The robot uprising has begun, and a high school whore gets nailed by dozens. All this plus your voicemails today on TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
I'm gonna be honest with you, he's like, you know, got a really bad case of hemorrhoids.
Yeah, Tim Henson with you. Back one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. Got a great program for you. You know, I received a couple emails over the last week or so asking me why I haven't played any audio from Trump protests. These things have been popping up ever since Trump was elected. And it really seemed like a great opportunity to have a little fun at the expense of Democrats, liberals. Especially because, you know, we've made fun of Donald Trump quite a bit on the show. Rightly so. I mean, he makes it very easy. There was a lot of material to work with there, between the pussy grabbing and all the insane things he said during the election. But you know, liberals are sore losers. So they have taken to the streets, marching, protesting, just being whiny little cunts. The reason why I haven't played any audio from these protests is that all of the audio is shit. Like, the way it plays out, usually, is that the video starts with, like, someone infiltrating the protest. Like, there's a Trump supporter, and you can't understand a word he's saying. And then some, you know, liberal is baited into fighting, and it's usually a woman, like, screeching about her rights or something, and all you hear is... I've got a perfect example here. This is exactly what I just described. See what I mean right there? The Trump supporter is talking into like a megaphone or something, but it does the exact opposite of what a megaphone should be doing. It's not amplifying his voice, it's just muffling it.
Liberties.
And then there's some screeching woman. All I hear is, because I'm a woman!
It's time to open up your ears and actually listen to what I'm saying. Some of you people do not know what I'm saying.
Is that the problem? There's something in my ears? I can't open them up. It does kind of sound like my ears are clogged when he's speaking.
You are your father, the devil. Those who sin are of the devil.
This guy's like a preacher. Now, the woman kind of looks like a young Harry Potter. Did you ever notice, like, a lot of lesbians look like little boys? They're dressed like little boys. Like, she's got, like, a cap on, like a winter snow cap on, you know, because it's cold outside. But there's nothing particularly feminine about her features. Oh.
Fuck you!
I was right, she's a lesbian. I mean, didn't take any psychic powers to come up with that one. I just had to use context clues. You know, she's got very short hair, you can see it peeking through her cap, right? And she's got tiny but well-concealed tits. I'm trying to push those things down. And then, of course, her hipster glasses. It all screams lesbo.
Lesbo.
Thank you, Pastor Manning. He's got my back here. Here's just one more protest.
Are your parents legal?
He's the Trump supporter, obviously. You start asking if people are legal. Yeah, okay.
I'm asking a question. Obviously, they're not. Maybe you were born here.
Don't listen to his bullshit.
Maybe you were born here.
To me.
But were your parents legal?
See what I mean? I hate everyone in this clip. I hate the guy like, are you an American? Were you born here? You may be born here, but your parents gotta go back. And then there's like the gay guy. He's like, don't listen to him, honey. He's been here all day spewing that hate.
A racist.
You're racist. I'm waiting for him to start sing the Trump supporter. He's just like screaming racist and pointing like this. We got a racist here.
Oh my god!
They can go back to whatever country they were born.
Everyone in this country was not from here.
Here. Sometimes I love the way gays talk. They all share like an interesting pattern, you know what I mean? Here. They came to say here. We were all born here. They stretch everything out, right? And there's like a crescendo. Ah, we were all born here. Here. I want to hear him say here again. I got to get this down. I got to learn how to speak proper homonese.
Oh my god.
They can go back to whatever country they were born.
Everyone in this country was not from here.
Starts out low. Here. It's like a car driving by. Here. Like I'm at a NASCAR race.
What's
oh my god. I mean,
a lot of people have
that's what God gave us.
Do you see now why I'm not playing any audio from the protests? I mean, you know, these protests are an entire waste of time. Like, for both the protesters and the protesters protesting the protesters. I think I'm going to go out there. Is there a protest happening in Columbus, Ohio anytime soon? I'm going to protest both the protesters and the protesters protesting the protesters. I'm going to be a third protesting party. I'm protesting the protesters and the protesters. I'm protesting. All right, enough. I'm getting myself confused. My head's spinning. I've got a bunch of other not-so-political clips to play for you. Although, let me just say, you know, there's a lot of racial unrest in the country right now. I think that's why there's been such a rise in the porn genre known as female police officers verbally abuse a black man and then make him do weird, sick sex shit to them. They gotta come up with a tighter name for that genre. More of a description than anything. So, I played a short clip a couple days ago or a week ago, something like that. I've got another one here. This is a different black guy with different female police officers. The end result is pretty much the same, though.
All right, I didn't do nothing.
Is there anyone else in this room?
Find out for yourself.
You just walk with me.
I paid for this.
All right, here you go, Toby.
Toby is a traditional slave name. This is like pop-up video. I give you nice little tidbits of information as we play through the porn clip. It's pop-up porno.
I don't know what type of reading they taught you in the academy.
Excuse
money
me?
And markets.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Okay.
This female police officer played an extra on Frasier, Season 3, Episode 5, Find Her in the Coffee House.
You guys wanted to search the room. It's clear.
Hey.
Let's see. Don't you got a cop car to be patrolling?
Get on your fucking knees. Get on your knees. Did she fucking stutter? Get on your knees, Jamal.
Every time they refer to him, it's a different offensive black name.
Marcus, lady.
You better shut up and pay attention to what I'm saying, or we're gonna haul your ass to jail. And, from the looks of you, you'd make a real pretty bride in jail, wouldn't he?
You like butt sex, Tyrone?
What?
That's gonna happen to you in there.
Am I even under arrest?
Calm the fuck down.
I asked you a question. Do you or do you not like butt sex? Please shove a nightstick up his ass. Please shove a nightstick up his ass.
Bronze.
I am.
Hey, expect this badge. You understand me? But you're gonna eat her fucking pussy and you're gonna like
what?
It.
What? Is this shit even legal?
Don't worry about it. We're the law.
Oh.
Don't concern yourself with anything. Just do what we say if you don't wanna go to fucking jail.
I'm sleeping, man.
Don't worry about your rights. We know your rights.
Oh, come on, Jabari.
Did he say that he wants to just go to sleep?
Eat my fucking pussy, Jermaine.
Get up and get your face in there.
What the fuck you cops do, man?
Get your fucking face in there. Shut up.
eat my pussy, Jermaine.
Kind of sounds manly there.
Sniff it first. Take a nice big sniff. There you go, Kobe. Eat that fucking pussy.
Very similar to the other scene that we played. Here's another scene. This time they're outside sucking a black man's dick. Well, that's nice.
I wonder if these ghetto dudes eat pussy.
Do you pussy?
Answer the fucking question!
Better get it fucking hard.
I'm loving this Cagney and Lacey remake.
Better do what we fucking say and get your cock hard. Well, then get your fucking cock hard.
This is a reboot I could get behind.
What the fuck is wrong with your cock?
It's hard to go to jail.
Jesus. Like that is a problem, I think, with black guys, right? Probably because their dicks are always so huge. But, like, the last guy who, you know, she was sucking, he couldn't even get hard. It's like, dude, your life may depend on it. They could arrest you. You know what I mean? All right, so here now this is another scene, and she's trying to stroke this guy's dick, and it's not getting hard.
Better do what we fucking say and get your cock hard. Well, then get your fucking cock hard.
The fuck is wrong with your cock?
It's hard to go to jail. It's like a frightened little turtle. You yeah. Black motherfucker, don't you even like fucking pussy on your cock? Say you like her pussy? Or would you rather have a fucking dick in your ass?
No.
You better suck that like your fucking freedom is at risk, because it is.
Oh my god. I fucked white boys with bigger dicks than that.
It's true. That guy does have kind of like a... I mean, it's bigger than mine, but I think it's like a standard-sized penis.
Fucking sniff it, bitch! I think you need another job. If you're such a bad rapper, you can't make enough fucking money to pay your child support.
Oh yeah, this scene is taking place in a music studio. Obviously there for like a noise complaint or something. I think I could really get into this type of porn. You know what I mean? Like, it's funny. The girls are very assertive. And they're degrading black people. I mean, they're checking off so many of my boxes. Someone who does not want to degrade black people, yet has a very offensive name, wants to talk about his plight and the plight of all niggerists. What?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? So, having the name Super Nigger comes with disadvantages.
Really? We're supposed to feel sorry for you? It's not like you were born David Super Nigger. You changed your name to David Super Nigger. And of course your name's gonna come with difficulties. Anytime that you are not dealing explicitly with a racist, people are gonna question your name. You're gonna have a hard time with that one. The solution is simple. Just change your fucking name. May I suggest Lewis Porch Monkey? I think that's a safe bet. Or how about Darky Jigaboo? And if anyone questions you, you could be like, no, well, Darky is short for Darkleen. It's a family name. All right, so David Super Nigger's having some reservations, I guess, about his name now? 5 years after he first changed it?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? So, having the name Super Nigger comes with disadvantages. My mom pressures me and nearly begs for me to change my name. And
she sounds like a sane person.
She is helping with a lawsuit against the jail and the county because I didn't get MS treatment while I was in prison.
Yeah, he was in jail for like a year because he went off his meds and went fucking crazy at like a convenience store or something.
And so the lawyer...
That's our Darkleen.
...that's doing that also suggests that I change my name to Hughes.
Oh.
And
Hughes Super Nigger. No, is that not right? Oh, David Hughes. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Most used in this is my daughter, who's a sweet little baby. And she's so lovely, and I care for her so much.
PTA meetings have to be a little awkward.
And they keep saying it's going to be bad for her. She's going to have to deal with this.
Also, it doesn't help the fact that you've got, like, face tattoos, including of, I think there's a penis on his forehead.
And so...
So, he's not a really great role model in a lot of aspects. You might as well just keep your fucking name after you tattooed a dick on your head.
I want to...
Go balls to the wall with that Super Nigger name.
Do something... I want to make something clear. I don't feel selfish keeping the name. I feel selfless. I feel like I'm keeping the name for Niggeritarianism. And because I believe that I'm a nigger and
does that mean you only eat niggers? I'm a Niggeritarian. I'm sorry.
Because I believe that's the way forward for people that...
I'm on an all-black person diet.
...are realistic about free speech and racism and human...
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, it's bad.
It's hard to believe he suffers from mental problems.
They're really pressuring me to get the name Hughes. And I just don't feel right doing it.
Oh my God, he's gonna keep the fucking name, isn't he?
It also because I don't know how possible it will be for me to get another name changed to something.
Believe me, once they take a look at what your name currently is, they're gonna fast track that name change. You're not gonna have any problem. I love that he's struggling with this, because like no one has a great reaction when they find out what his name is. He's done a lot of those videos in the past where he's on the street talking to black people. Like, this guy has pretty huge balls. But he's always like, you know, like he explains himself, like why he wants to normalize that word. He wants the N-word to mean human, whatever. But black people are never like ecstatic that he's using the N-word as his last name. And I don't think he needs to have it as a last name to normalize it. Like, you can try to normalize the N-word, make it a positive word. It doesn't have to be your last name.
Because I can't in good conscience change my name from Supernigger. I really do feel a responsibility to those people out there that were impacted by my niggering of the N-word.
There's so many different ways you can use the N-word. It's like past, present, like I'm currently niggering. I have been niggered. Like, he's an interesting guy, that David Super N-word. Does he have anything else to say here?
I really do feel a responsibility to those people out there that were impacted by my niggering of the N-word. And now my niggering of faggot. And... I feel as if that...
How can you nigger a faggot?
I feel as if that...
Steal a gay guy's money? Sorry. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. We started the Sideshow back in November of 2006, and now hundreds of exclusive shows later... We're turning 10.
Honey pie.
Aw, thank you, Richard.
It's your birthday.
I know. I was trying to piece together a bunch of names so we could get them to say Sideshow, but it didn't work.
Precious pump cake.
Yeah, there's a precious pump cake. But I couldn't get... Okay.
It's your birthday.
I could not get him to say... Sideshow.
Dewdrop from heaven.
All right. Thank you, Richard. You may have missed out on the first 10 years of the Sideshow, but sign up right now so you don't miss the next 10. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, of course, exclusive shows. We did one yesterday. We'll be doing a mini program this weekend. It's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Three quick stories now. First up, there is an explosive new tell-all book about one of our favorite TV shows. Yeah, I'm talking about Saved by the Bell. Oh no, Kelly Kapowski forgot her pom-poms, and Zach Morris is failing history and might not be able to go on the ski trip. What's gonna happen? Those were two separate storylines. Kelly Kapowski didn't need her pom-poms for a ski trip. Yes, a new bombshell book allegedly reveals the sex and cocaine secrets of the show's less than squeaky cast and crew. The shocking tome, obtained by Radar Online, claims that Tiffany Amber Thiessen, who played Kelly Kapowski, dated both Mark Paul Gosselaar, Zach Morris, and Mario Lopez, who played AC Slater, of course. I don't need to tell you guys that. Whose characters fought over her on the show. And she banged both of them. Good for her. Executive producer Peter Engel confirmed the real-life love triangle, but said she only got with Mark Paul after they split on Saved by the Bell, before moving on to Mario Lopez in 1991. She apparently ended that relationship after she caught him cheating during a live taping. Quote, he was in his dressing room making out with an extra, and Tiffany came in, catching him red-handed. She was wearing his letter jacket, and in a rage, ripped it off and threw it at him. Peter Engel also revealed that he was a drug addict who got clean in 1979, 10 years before the show aired. He wrote, "Monday through Friday, I would wake up and smoke 2 joints, then pop some speed to get through work, snort a gram of cocaine, and take a handful of Quaaludes to fall asleep." The producer also admitted that the character Jessie Spano and her massive freakout on Saved by the Bell was meant to be a lot darker. Now, we've played this clip. I'm sure you've heard it. It's one of the great classic clips of television history. Jessie Spano freaking out because she's addicted to caffeine pills.
Pills? You mean you really are taking drugs?
I need them.
Jessie, give me those.
I need them back. I have to sing.
Jessie, you can't sing tonight.
Yes, I can. I'm so excited! I'm so excited! I'm scared!
Jessie,
but, you know, like, popping 5 caffeine pills is like a 12-ounce can of Red Bull. You know what I mean? Like, even back then, like in the early 90s, late 80s, whenever Saved by the Bell was on, I knew that this was a ridiculous fucking plot line. So, the straight-A student, played by Elizabeth Berkley, who later went on to show her titties in Showgirls, was, and that ruined her career, was originally meant to be addicted to speed during her difficult meltdown. Now, that would make more sense. It was all during the 1990 episode Jessie's Song, but the NBC bosses were uncomfortable with the amphetamine angle and asked the show writers to tone it down. "When I originally wrote the episode, Jessie was hooked on speed, not caffeine pills," Peter wrote. Standards and practices, you know, the censors over there at NBC, vetoed it, saying speed was too serious for Saturday mornings. Yeah, it was like Warner Brother cartoons and then Saved by the Bell, where Jessie was addicted to meth. Engel was unimpressed at having to tone it down because he didn't believe the caffeine pill angle was strong enough. No shit, smart man. "We kept the episode virtually the same." Like, he didn't touch the script. He just changed. The only thing he changed was, like, replace speed with caffeine pills. "I wasn't pleased about it. After all, the average caffeine pill was the equivalent to a cup of coffee, so we might as well have had Jessie getting addicted to Earl Grey or breaking into the Max to snort coffee grounds. But hey, we had to start somewhere." Second story we have for you today. Do you remember the song Carbon Chaperone? You really should, because it's a great song that I wrote and sang. In it, I warn you people about the future that we're creating for ourselves with these robots and our over-reliance on technology. Well, guess what's happening? The robot wars have begun. A robot named Little Fat One. First of all, you shouldn't... Don't name a robot that, right? He's going to know you're making fun of him, and he'll turn on you. And that's exactly what happened. These robots can look up words, you know what I mean, dictionaries and encyclopedias and stuff, so don't name it Little Fatso or whatever. A robot named Little Fat Bitch, Little Fat One, went haywire, destroyed a booth at a tech show in China. You know, they were trying to demonstrate how wonderful these robots are, and it fucking destroyed a booth, and injured a bystander. It was at the 18th China High Tech Fair in Shenzhen, China.
Bits and bytes, electric lights, RAM and ROM, a digital bomb.
It's a computer revolution in the palm of your hands, a digital solution for the modern demand. These pixelated times need a network paradigm. Faster CPUs, better GPUs, a micro USB to see my GUI, flashing LEDs in the neon trees. Zip and zap, a new world trap. Pew, 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 faces pointed at you. A metal humanoid, now you're unemployed. What could be worse than man, than the android clan? We are flashing slaves to the microwaves. Those cosmic heat gun rays lead to a space age ace. Dial those mobile phones, ignore those scrotal moans. We're all just worker drones.
Okay, we didn't have to play that, but every time I do, I get paid a little. I mean, I'm paying myself, but whatever. All right. Yes, that's Carbon Chaperone. See, I warned you people that this was going to happen. Little fat one normally has a happy face, but his expression in the closed circuit television photos makes him look miserable. And it's true. He looks like he's got a frown and droopy eyes. He looks like he's a little drugged up. After being temporarily left unattended and unsupervised, little fat one turned violent, smashed a glass wall, and attacked a visitor. The man was taken to the hospital for medical treatment. Is this a real story? After the accident, yeah, someone went to get medical treatment. The robot is a product of Evolver. That is a Beijing-based company. The Chinese robot is designed for children, oh my god, ages 4 to 12, and is sold for about $1,400. The company claims that the service robot has a state-of-the-art artificial intelligence operating system. Equipped with a variety of resources, Little Fat One can reportedly serve as an educational tool for children. And apparently a military-grade weapon. Parents may think twice about bringing Little Fat One home after the tech show incident. Quote, remember this day as the first salvo in the war against humanity, wrote one Chinese observer. If you want to see a picture of what this robot looks like, surf on over to distortiveview.com or superfreaksideshow.com. It is today's featured image. And finally today, freaks, we've got a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Students and parents are in shock after a group of teenagers had sex in a high school bathroom. Now, when they say group of teenagers, it wasn't like a bunch of girls and a bunch of guys. It was one girl and a bunch of dudes. It was just one girl getting nailed over and over and over. Yes, this all happened in Fort Myers, Florida. And then a video was posted of the act on social media. Unfortunately, I can't find that. And I looked, believe me. A teenage girl had sex with as many as two dozen boys after school Tuesday afternoon at South Fort Myers High School, according to a Lee County Sheriff's Office incident report. Deputy said 25 males were spotted via a hallway. Were they each holding a ticket with a number on it? Now serving 13. All right, now servicing 13. Deputy said 25 males were spotted via a hallway camera entering the restroom while the female was inside. Quote, a bunch of football players went into a room. This is like her idea of a pep rally. A bunch of football players went into a room with a girl and had sex with her, and a bunch of the football players were suspended, said student Alex Bailey. So we might not have a football team this year. The fact that that could have happened is just crazy in my mind, another student said. Parent Megan Roldan said the incident proves some parents need to be more aware of what their children are getting up to when school ends, or what their kids are getting up in. That sweet underage poon! And apparently, obviously, the parents need to be talking to their kids more, Roldan said, and being aware of what their children are doing after school. Yeah, okay, you said that already. I don't know how many ways you could say that. Even though the incident happened after hours, some students are wondering where the administration was when all of this was going on. Quote, I just don't see how that could have happened because there's so much security in there, student Aaron Bollinger said. Like, the teachers are really on top of all that. And not on top the same way that the students were on top of that girl. Students said the entire thing was filmed and then posted on social media. There's girls that saw the video once and it hurt. It's just so disturbing to them. Oh, precious snowflakes. That's according to student Casey Wynn. Some parents question how this could have happened at the school. Well, they should have been walking around the halls and things like that. And know where the kids are, Roldan said. But others said they trust the school district to handle the situation. I trust them to take care of it, blah, 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 blah. The sheriff's office said the girl's mother is not planning to press charges. I mean, you can't fault the guys. The girl was willing. She was like, come on, I need some cock. Line up. You know, your daughter's a whore. I'm sorry. A school district official said the students involved have been disciplined. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Many ways to contact TV. You can always email me, show@distortedview.com. If you run across any funny pieces of audio, video, news stories, whatever you got, send them my way, show@distortedview.com. Don't forget, we also have a subreddit over there on Reddit, distortedview.reddit.com. Over, what, 1,100 members strong? Very cool. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/distortedviewshow, Twitter and Instagram, @distortedview, blah, 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 blah. Don't forget our Patreon account. We're trying to raise money to keep Haley's Comet from calling in. It's a new pledge drive. I like this idea a lot. Let's check in with some Patreon freaks.
Jimmy Blue, this is Rick from Baltimore. In the past 15 or however many
years. Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. That is not a Patreon caller. We'll get to him in a second. Wrong page, yes.
Hello, Tim. This is Rob from Cleveland. And as you can see, I am now a patron sort of view on Patreon. So you're getting a monthly and a monthly Patreon from me.
That is awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much. Rob from Cleveland. Cleveland. Long-time listener of the show.
Hey,
I'll never forget Rob. He sent me one of the greatest books that I love so much. I read it all the time. It's sort of the history of video games. And,
I'm part of the
he's great. He sent in plenty of gifts to me, like PS3 games, I think. And I don't forget. I have a shitty memory, but I remember when freaks are good to me.
Exclusive club, I guess, because I got money. Anyway, keep up the good work, and I'll keep listening to the show. I'll talk to you later.
If any of you see Rob on the street, you should jump his ass, because apparently he has money. Very good. Next up here, another Patreon freak. I guess we could just call him patrons.
Hey, Tim, DV listener Karma here. I am a lifetime member, and, I don't pay you monthly, so I signed up for the Patreon because, you know what, you're worth it.
I feel like a really good prostitute, you know what I mean?
Yesterday's episode.
You guys are making me feel great today.
Like 2 days ago, you were talking about finding...
It's like you're calling in to say, I already paid to fuck you, but you're so good, I'm going to give you a little something extra. This whore is on top of the world today. All right, I'm sorry, go on.
I live in California. You should look up Del Paso, California.
I feel like... So I was mentioning that I was thinking about moving to California because, you know, why the hell not? And I think... Now, I'm going to look up this city like you're telling me, but I don't... I fear that you're going to give me bad advice. Like, this is going to be where like, all the gangs reside or something.
I live in California. You should look up Del Paso, California. It's in Northern California, about 15 minutes away from Sacramento. Still gay friendly.
Oh, I don't care about that.
it's like a new developing community. So
Del Paso.
Rent is pretty cheap, and there's not a ton of people, but who knows in the future. And, you know, it's only 15 minutes away from downtown, so
perfect.
You can go there and get drunk and then head back home.
Yeah.
So you might like to look into it. Have a nice one, man.
Advocating drunk driving. Thank you very much. By the way, that was transcribed. Have a nice one was transcribed. Have a woman. So thank you very much. Google really needs to work on that. Or Vonage or whatever.
Jimmy Blue, this is Rick from Baltimore. In the past,
hi, Rick.
How many years this line has been going? I've never broken the do not call twice in a row rule. I'm going to do it right now just while I'm thinking about it because I was the one who had asked about the German and the pea soup. And no, this was not what Florida Man found, as charming as it is, was not what I was actually talking about. That's what I get for not listening to the end before leaving a voicemail. It was this German lady who was like, we are going to make split fucking cold in here pea soup. And so apparently she takes a can of, I think it's split pea soup, or maybe just pea soup, same difference. But, you know, pea soup. And she pours it into a bowl, microwaves it, and then consumes it. It was posted a while back.
I don't remember that at all.
The Slack news group, which I don't have access to news servers anymore.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I have not understood one word.
But
what? Pizza? Slack? What? News?
So anyway,
all right. If anyone knows what he's talking about, help him out. I kind of wanted to go back and play his other call, but I'm afraid it's going to be more nonsensical shit.
Hey Tim, Salmonella calling. So I was listening to the October 11th show with the Sex Tastic Tuesday story about Twilight, and I didn't read Twilight or watch the movies or anything as a kid. I was a little past my time, but I absolutely wrote stories like that. I have binders full of stories.
Oh my God, you need to get some of those to me. Go through them, find some of your worst work and either scan them or mail them to me or something.
That are exactly like that. When I was 16 years old, this story was a huge flashback for me, filled with all sorts of weird, like pervy sex and weird ultra descriptions of characters and like how they look and what their hair looks like, and it was like the most cringe inducing story. So of course I loved it, and I love you, and I love the show as always. Thanks so much, Tim. But
well, thank
for
you
back to, you know, nightmare time, my high school year.
Yeah. If you find those binders, you know, or have a couple of minutes to look through them, please find one. I would love to read some of your early work.
Jimmy Blue, this is Rick from Baltimore. In the past 15 or however many years this line has been going.
Oh, wait, shit. Right?
I've never broken.
Oh, that's the same one I called. I played before. Here we go. Next up.
Hey there, Mr. Timothy James, or should I say TJ Henson.
Yeah.
This is Sideshow Freak, some guy in Japan. And I have a mystery about shit. And you're literally the only person.
Oh, I know. I've got the answer for you.
I could possibly ask about it. I went on vacation with my family for like 3 days. And we ate like pigs, of course, because it was vacation. And for some reason, I guess I got my schedule off anyway. I didn't take a shit for 3 days.
Oh, my
and
God.
And finally, I said, all right, enough of this. And I went ahead and
I could barely go 3 hours without taking a shit.
And had a double espresso. And that got the trains moving.
Yeah.
And I had a perfectly ordinary Bristol 3-4, not any larger than usual.
Okay.
And I felt great, but then I thought, how come there's not 18 pounds of shit in there? Because I've eaten for 3 days. And over the next couple of days, I had ordinary shits right back on schedule. Where did 2 days of shit go? Has this ever happened to you? Has this ever happened to freaks? This is one of those mysteries.
You should weigh yourself.
Is it only DVD?
I don't know if you keep tabs on how much you weigh, but maybe it could still be sitting inside you, rotting.
Anyway, hey,
it all turned to fat.
Hey, have a great day, and thank you for wonderful, wonderful content. And if you're not a Sideshow Freak, why not sign up, for God's sake? Timmy's
listen
wonderful.
To this
Bye-bye.
Man. He makes a lot of sense. He's not full of shit. Maybe anymore. We don't know. We don't know where this shit went. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? show@distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in. Oh, God.
And now my niggering of faggot.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Here's the situation. Next week is going to be a little different. It is, it's a short week, first of all, because here in America, the great U.S. of A., we've got a major holiday, and the major holiday, for some fucking reason, is on Thursday. I don't know why, no other holidays do this. It's always Thursday. There's Thanksgiving Thursday, right? And then everyone has, like, Friday off as well. Because that's Black Friday and you're supposed to shop that day or something. I don't know. It's weird. It's an American thing. But so typically what we do is, we'll do like a show Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and maybe that's it. And maybe I'll do a weekend show. Because we're celebrating the anniversary of the Sideshow, I think it's important to do some Sideshow exclusive stuff. So all next week I'll be doing Sideshow exclusive programs. And on the free feed here, I'll post some like old Sideshow stuff. Find some good past moments from the past 10 years. Also, I'll be working on getting the Distorted View store up for holiday sales. We're getting some of the new merchandise in, which is, you know, we're doing some new shirts, new baseball caps with the DV logo on it and everything. It's going to be pretty cool, and you'll hear about it, I'm sure. I'll post links and stuff to the store once it's up and running, but be on the lookout for that. Get ready to spend some money. Some old favorites are returning. We'll be selling those DV playing cards, coffee mugs, that type of stuff. So that's the plan for the next week or so. Until then, have a great weekend. Oh, and then this weekend we'll be doing a mini program for Sideshow Freaks. Okay, that's it. Have a great weekend. Bye, everybody. Yeah.
That's all, folks! Yeah.